This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday, accusing him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry. It was only the fourth time in the 243-year history of the United States that impeachment charges have been brought against an American leader, although Trump's removal from office remains unlikely.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, head of the panel that will first consider the impeachment articles, contended that Mr. Trump sees himself as above the law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's again told Russia and all other nations to stay out of U.S. elections. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The American intelligence community says Russia interfered on Donald Trump's behalf during the 2016 race. On his first visit to Washington in 2.5 years, top Russian diplomat Sergei Lavrov again called that baseless.
No one has given us this proof because simply it does not exist.
During a joint news conference before coming here to the White House, Pompeo says he made the U.S. position on election interference clear.
It's unacceptable.
Saying the Trump administration will always work to protect election integrity.
Period.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Al-Shabaab militants attacked an upscale Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday, causing an unknown number of casualties. Somali police and security forces have cordoned off the hotel as they attempt to flush out the attackers. For more news, download the VOA mobile app. This